Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wally Bach back on the show. Wally, I know, I'm excited too. Wally's back after 18 and a half years. And he hasn't been 18 and a half since he was here. It's just that he's been hanging around with us. We can't seem to get rid of him. He keeps coming back like a
bad penny. You get the cops to try to shoot me up the corner.
I know. Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, is the owner of an outstanding business called Writing a Book with Wally. He's a published author extraordinaire for many decades, and now he's helping people with their books and helping you and me find the books that are important to us. And he's our good friend Wally. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. I love, by the way, the Rocky music.
Oh, yeah.
I have images of you running in a hoodie to that.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right, if I owned a hoodie. I used to own hoodies. I have owned hoodies in my life. And there was a time when I could run up those stairs, by the way. but not now. Not today. Not now. So, all right, Wally, one of the things that over the years, we've talked about a lot of things, you and I. And I believe this is the first time, though, that you have recommended that we talk about someone else's, a handful of other books that other people have written who aren't here to defend themselves.
That's true. I believe that there are way too many lousy business books in the world. And so part of my mission in life is helping people find the good ones.
You have no idea. I know you think you do.
Yes, I do.
But if you could see the ones that come in my office, in my studio, in our operation, you can imagine. I mean, we're like part of the funnel, right? After all these years, people know where we are, and we get a bunch of stuff in here. So I think my audience. I hope they can appreciate the fact that once they get to the show, they've gone through a lot of triaging.
Yes.
So, but I have to say, these three that you mentioned, I think I may know about that one, but the other two I don't know about. Negotiating the Impossible, that's what I have.
Okay, why don't we start with that one?
All right.
Because
I love talking about negotiating.
Well, I do too, and I've got several negotiating books on my shelf. So I think one of the questions that people have asked me, at least, is why would I want another coaching or another negotiating book? And the answer is because this one does something different. It's not going to be a good basic negotiating book. If you're looking for, you know, the basic stuff, go get Urey or Cohn or, yeah, one of the...
Negotiating by the Numbers.
Any one of those books will do a good job of giving you the basics. What this book is about is exactly what the title says. It's Negotiating the Impossible. Because, I mean, you and I know this because we've been in those places, but every negotiation, not every negotiation, but every negotiator has those moments where you say, oh, my God, what am I, you know, what do I do now?
How do I get out of here?
Yeah. And sometimes it's how do I get out of here okay.
Yeah.
This is more about how you, in those difficult spots, things that you can do to turn it around. So I think it is an absolutely amazing addition to a negotiating bookshelf.
Hmm.
And you had told me earlier that this is one that you knew something about.
Yeah. Well, Deepak Malhotra. Deepak Malhotra is the author. And
right.
We have not gotten him on the show, but we'll have to do that now. And so, because I'm, you've gotten me more interested in it now. But I love talking about negotiating because small business owners have got to become good negotiators. I've written about this. I've talked about it. I've had other experts on the show. If you can't learn how to negotiate dispassionately, I should say, if you can't understand, as you said earlier, the fundamentals, you got to have the fundamentals. But then you get into these situations like this impossible one. I've been where I went in thinking I was going to come away with, you know, with the goods. And about halfway through, I'd say, wait a minute, I'll be lucky to get out of here with my shirt. How do I,
been
you
there,
know,
done that.
Deepak, take me out of here.
Well, that's what this is about, and that, which is why I liked it when I read it. I reviewed it for the publisher before the final draft was done. I thought it was great then. It's greater now.
Did you go on somebody else's show and talk about my book like this?
Actually, I have talked about your
book
like this. Yeah. Yeah. I hate to admit that.
Deepak Malhotra, Negotiating the Impossible. Deepak Malhotra. It's a Harvard Business School book, I think. And so check that out.
If you go search for his name on the net, you will find a great speech to a graduating class of Harvard MBA.
We'll get him on, as Wally has recommended. We got more to come. More a couple of more books we're going to talk about, folks. Don't go away. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.